Thanks, Romeo. I'm inside the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, joined by the students of Carver Middle High School. Guys, help me welcome Brian Timms to the stage. How's it going? Good to see you. Have a seat. Kick your feet up. Stay a while. How are things going?
It's going really well.
Yeah? You enjoying the season so far?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is your first year with the Patriots, and I hear that you're a huge Randy Moss fan. What's the deal with that?
I mean, that was like the first guy that I actually saw catch a football on YouTube, and who most of my cousins would try to like tell me to go be like. So, you know what I mean? It just fell in love with the way he plays the game and the attitude that he plays it with, and I just try to emulate that at times.
I read somewhere that you took a picture of his locker when you were in San Francisco. Big fan. Do you still have the picture?
Yeah, it's actually, it's not in this phone, it's in my iPad, but I still have that picture.
What about the touchdown dance? You have emulated his touchdown dance before. What's the deal with that? Can you show it to us?
Oh, yeah.
For guys who don't know, maybe?
Yeah. So it's something like this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But when I do that, it's basically, it was just a shout out for him. You know what I mean? Just appreciation, because we talk from time to time.
Yeah.
And he's helped me out a lot, understanding the game better and how to attack the deep ball better. Football's not as easy as everybody sees it to be. You know what I mean? You really got to find your role, and you got to make an impact in that role. So, you know, what I became a fan of his game was the deep ball. So I always asked him questions about, you know, just different angles of how to catch it, and what, even in the off season, what could I do? What are certain, you know, drills I could emulate that'll help me in game situations?
Well, that's great to have a role model in the NFL like that. But someone else who you get some tips from is your daughter in the off season. Talk about that. How old is she, and how does she help you?
My daughter's 4. My trainer will let her throw cards at me.
Yeah, give us the What is the idea behind that? How is that supposed to help your football game? Like playing cards, right?
Yeah. Really what they say, you know, when you first start playing football, is like, you know, the ball's in the air. They tell you to watch the tip of it. And that's a really hard thing to do. You know, you're trying to read the inseam of the ball. You know, when you throw the cards up in the air, you catch the red ones with the left and the black ones with the right.
Oh, wow. So that's some serious hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have, like, to have somebody grown, you know, a grown person do it, because they'll throw it up and it's easy, you know what I mean, because they have coordination. So I have my daughter do it because, you know, she's just learning. She's just going to throw it to have fun. She's having fun.
Right.
She doesn't know that we're actually getting work in.
Wow.
So I'll just have her throw it as hard as she can, and it'll just go anywhere, and I'll try to, you know, find that color. It's pretty difficult before it hits the ground, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. All right, thank you, Brian. When we get back, we will have more questions from the students of Carver Middle High School. Stay with us.